Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. We're holding Tes Vav Amid Beis, the final two, three lines from the bottom of the Amid. Just to remind us what we're dealing with, you recall we started the new Perek yesterday, and we enumerated a whole number of people that are ineligible and disqualified from doing the Avoida. We started off the Mishnah, we started off the Perek, Kolaz Vachem, Shekiblu Daman, Lav Dafka Kabbalah Saddam, we mean Kabbalah Saddam, the Eilach, Kabbalah Saddam, Hailocha Saddam, Zrika Saddam. The following passel it, that if it was done by one of these enumerated disqualified individuals, passel. First case was the Zor. A Zor, obviously, as you know, means a non-Kohen. Non-Kohen to the Avoida. Unfortunately, that passels the Avoida. And the Gemara asked the Zor, no, where do you take this from? And the Gemara said, I have a raya from a posik. What does it say in the posik? Be'inozru mikodshe b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichallu. And you'll remember that the Gemara took the posik and split it in half. It says, v'inozru mikodshe is referring to the kahanim. Be careful that if the kodshim happen to be, if you, kahanim, happen to be tomei, make sure you take the day off. Do not do the avoida when you are tomei. That's v'inozru mikodshe. B'nai Yisrael v'leichalu, don't allow B'nai Yisrael to do the Avoida, meaning B'nai Yisrael who are not B'nai Aharon, Porsche B'nai Yisrael, that they're Yisraelim or Levim, but not Kehanim. What's the din? Don't let them do the Avoida, because they do the Avoida, they'll be Mechalel the Avoida. Oh, so therefore I have my first Makor, that is Zor, who does Avoida, is Mechalel the Avoida. Now the Gemara is going to bring two of the Makaris. This that we had until now was Tani Levi, and now we're starting two and a half lines on the bottom, Dvei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. I don't learn it from the Pasuk that we just quoted, but rather I learned it from a Kal V'Chaymer. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? The Kal V'Chaymer is Mibal Mum. Now, throughout the rest of the daf, we're going to have a fair number of Kal V'Chaymers and Pirchas on the Kal V'Chaymer. It's all quite straightforward. You just have to focus, as they say in Yiddish, medaf halten kop. You have to focus on the details, otherwise you can lose the thread and the approach of the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? We learn from a balmum. Madach a balmum she'oichel. A balmum, as you know, a kohen who's a balmum, is not allowed to do the avoider. But even though he's not allowed to do the avoider, the pasuk says, befeirishim, mikodshe hakadoshim umen hakadoshim yoichel. He's not totally disqualified from being a kohen. He just can't do the avoida. And therefore, at night, when the kohanim are dividing up all the kabbonis for that day for consumption, for, so to speak, for dinner, the bali mum are allowed to go and join in. They're also allowed to go and eat together with all the other kohanim. So a bali mum is oichel. However, if he did the avoida, chila. He's machal the avoida. How do I know? The pasuk says, mum boy, don't go and do avoid it because you're going to be mechalit. So that's a beferish apostle. The balmum is allowed to eat, but if he did avoid it, he's mechal the avoid. Top of the yomen. Zor she'eni oichel. A zor is not allowed to eat kodshi kudishim. Kodshi kudishim is no kehanim, such as a karm chatas, a karm osham. So zor she'eni oichel ain't a din she'omad im ovad chilin. The chavad and avadad, if he's going to go and do the avoid, he's going to be mechal the avoid. So it's a very simple kal v'chaymer to teach us zor she'ovad chila. Now the Gemara is going to ask a pircha. No. Mal balmum shekein osa boi korev kemakrev. Know the reason why balmum passes the avoida, because it's so chomor. In which respect it's so chomor? Because the Torah says not only the koyin, if he's a balmum, he's disqualified. Even if the korban itself is a balmum, it's disqualified. In other words, if the animal itself, averis, shovur, or yavelis, yalefes, the Torah has a long list of mumen that apply both to the koyin and lahavdil also to the korban itself. Since we made the korif kemakriv, that's the reason why it's so chomor, and if the balmum did the avoida, chilel. Of course, by a zar, that's not possible. You can't talk about that the behemah is a zar. So you can tell me, yeah, the behemah is chulin. If it's chulin, it has no business being in the azar in the first place. It's chulin by azar. We're talking about that it's already kodshim. Can you have kachim, which is a zar? No, that whole concept is meaningless. So therefore, maybe by a mumitake it passes the avoida because this is such a terrible thing, karv kemakrit. But by zar, maybe it doesn't pass the avoida. Dr. Yomara, you're right. Your pircha is a good pircha. Instead of learning from balmum, let's learn from tamei yachiyach. What's it by tamei? The halacha by tamei is that he is not allowed to go and do the avoida, and if he did the avoida, he's mechal the avoida. Torah says beferish v'inozer b'kotch v'yisov v'leichalu. He's mechal the avoida by doing any avoida. So same thing as megabi azar. We'll learn from a tamei that he's going to be mechal the avoida. So Gemara, mal tamish came mitame. You know the reason why a tamei is mechal the avoida because tamei is so chomor that if the tamei touches someone, of course it depends on the type of tumah that you're talking about, whether he's a tummy tumas mas, tumas sheretz, tumas nevela, but the maisa, he can transmit that tumah further, whether it's to people, whether it's to kelim, whether it's to oichlan and mashkin, depending on the tumah, but tumah is something that he can spread. This is so contagious, so to speak, your tummy, your tummy others. Mashenkin azar, if azar touches somebody else, the person doesn't gets transformed into Azar. If he's Azar, he's Azar. If he's not, he's not. A Yisrael shaking the hands of someone or touching Oichlan Mashkin doesn't affect anything by that touching. So therefore, Tomei is so Chomer, it's Metamei. That's why I'm Ovad Chilel. But Zor that doesn't have this Chomra, maybe it's not Mecha. So to my Balmum Yechiach, well, learn from a Balmum, because a Balmum doesn't create other Balimumin. If a person's Nebucha Balmum, he shakes somebody's hand, the other person doesn't become a balmum. So you don't have that same svara of shekein metame, that he causes others that it's not contagious. Yeah, but you can't learn from a balmum, because a balmum also by korev kemakrit, because the carbon also balmum is possible. Yeah, yep. So then learn from tame, because tame, you don't say that the behema is tame, and therefore a libidika behema can't become tame. And therefore that svara doesn't apply. Yeah, but tame has the other chorma. She came mitame. Yeah, but balmum is not mitame. So as you can see, each one has a chumrah that the other one doesn't have. Chazer adin rizekri, zekri, zekri, zem. Hatzad ha-shava shemehen, shemuz horin, v'im ob dechilu. The tzad ha-shava, the bottom common denominator on both of these, meaning both the balmum together with the tamei, she came muz horin. The Torah says, don't go and do the avoida if you're a balmum. Don't do the avoida if you happen to be tameh. Vim ovdu and the diavid, if they did it and they violated and they did do the avoida, what's the din? Chilu. Afani ovi zor. Shehu muzor. I'm going to learn zor from the other two, that he too is going to have an ashara. We don't know yet exactly what the ashara is. The Gemara is going to address that in another line, but an azor is muzor. Vim ov, and if he did the avoida, is chilel. So now, at this point, how does Tana Rabbi Yishmael, how does Dvei Rabbi Yishmael know that Zor happens to passel the Avoida? He learns it from this Mahatzad, from a combination of Balmum together with a Tomei. Frank Timora, Minolan Numuzer, you just said now that Zor is Muzer. Where does it say in the Torah that there is an Asara? Zor, don't do the Avoida, and if you do the Avoida, you mean Chal the Avoida? If you're going to go and tell me it's from that initial pasuk that we started off with of Dvei Levi, Tony Levi. So what does it say in the pasuk? V'inozru mikodshi b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu b'nei Yisrael. Remember, according to that drasha of Tony Levi, that's referring to Zorim. Stay away, don't do the avoid v'lo yichalu, don't be mechal the avoid. If that is the azhar that we're talking about, chil begufek sivbei, meaning I don't need to come on to this elaborate kal v'chomer, which got transformed into a mahatzad. Just let Dvei Rabbi Shmuel say, I agree with Tony Levi. Levi learned in the Braisa that how do I know that a zor passels the avoida from this pasuk of v'yinozim yikotchi b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu, and you're telling me that's the pasuk that there's the azhara, v'yinozim mazir b'nei Yisrael, stay away, don't do the avoid. That same pasuk says, well, yichalud, if they do the avoider, then machal the avoider. So I don't need this elaborate tzad hashava from the two, from the tameh, together with the balmum. I can learn it from the drasha, from the pasuk, according to Levi. As we frank the Gemara, I learned it from another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Pasuk is number one. V'nilva lecha b'shamru es mishmeres oil moil l'chol avoydes oil. V'zor l'yikra b'aleichem. Don't let a zor get close to you. That pasuk doesn't tell you that if he gets close and does the avoyda, he's machal the avoyda, but it does tell him, zor, don't do any avoyda. Stay away. Stay away from the mishkan. Stay away from the kelim. Don't touch them. Don't get close to them. Avoid is not your department. That's the department of the Kehan. So therefore, Zokti Yimara, I now have the Makoir for the Azhara, for the Isur. That's this possible which you just had, Lo Yikrav Aleichem. And at the same time, based on this Kal V'Chaimra, which became Atzara Shava, I learned the din that if the Zor violates that Azhara and does the Avoida, he is Machal the Avoida. Good. Frank Yimara, Iklam Ifrach, since the whole Makoir, according to the Veir Rabbi Shmuel, is based on this Mahatzad, I have a pirch on the Mahatzad. Iklimifra, Mahatzad, Shabashanja, Kain, Lo Yehutru, Babama. Neither of them have a Heter Babama. In other words, during those years where they had the Heter Babama, when there was no Mishkan and there was no Beis on Mikdosh, a Tomei was not allowed to do the Avoida. A Baal Mum was not allowed to do the Avoida. But a Zor was allowed to. So if you or I, any of us Israelim, if we had in our backyard, or if we had in our front lawn, if we put up a bama during that time that was permissible, hetera bamas, even though you and I are not kohanim, we could go and bring karbanis. So I see from this that there's a dover chomer that the two have that a zor does not have. Shekin lihutru b'bama, mashenkin a zor was permitted by a bama. Therefore, says Yimara, I have now a pircha on the mahatzat. Yeah.
Is a bas kohen considered a zor?
So Bas Kohen is considered, she is not considered to be, she has the same din as a Zar, but she doesn't have the title Zar. The reason why women cannot do the Avoid is because each time it says B'nei Aharon, B'nei Aharon. So B'nei is in Mordash, B'nei V'loi B'nois Aharon. Not that they're Chas HaShalom deficient in any way, shape, or form. They happen to be wonderful young ladies, upstanding citizens. We adore them and
but
we cherish them.
They're not officially a czar.
They're not a czar. A czar is a definition.
Not because she can eat Truma. Mm-hmm. She can eat Truma as long as she's not married to a
very good
Cohen.
Very good. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Same thing applies to Chaz V'Shoik, which is something which is given to the Kahanim from the Karb Shlam. The women, the ladies are allowed to eat as well. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So, Loi Teimot. Okay, so we originally brought the Raya, the Tzad HaShava, was from a combination of Balmum with Tomei. And from that we learned out the din of Zar. Says the Gemara, because of the Pircha, there's some background noise. So, David and or Shlomo, please make sure you're on mute, because we hear noise in the background. Anyway, so continuing on, thank you very much to both of you. Getting back to the Gemara now, Zok the Gemara, Loi Teima Tamei Yachiyach, don't combine Tamei together with Balmum, Ela Eima Oinein Yachiyach, combine the Oinein together with the Balmum, and learn from those two. Just like both the Tamei and the Oinein, they are Mechal the Avoida. If you're wondering, how do I know? Well, so far we have in our Mishnah, in fact, right after Zohar, it says Oinein, and then it says Tvul Yoim, and then a line later it says Tamei. All of these are in the Mishnah, and of course each one of them is going to go through the same type of effort that we're going through right now. How do we know that Oinein, in fact, is Pasul V'Avoida? We'll talk about that in another few minutes further down on the Yom. So Zok Yimara, so take out Tamei and only talk about an Oinein. The Oinein together with the Balmum, and learn from them together the din of Zar. Just like they, the two of them, they passel the avoida if they do the avoida. Here too, the Zohar will passel the avoida. Zok Yimara, you can't bring a raya from Oinein because I have a pircha. Malo Oinein shekein oser b'maiser. We know that an Oinein is not allowed to go and eat maaser shayni. How do I know he's not allowed to eat maaser shayni? It says in the pasuk, lo yachalti vi oinei mimenu. Oh, this is a tremendous, tremendous chumrah that a Zohar doesn't have. Is a Zohar allowed to eat Maas HaShayni? Yeah. Of course. Anybody and everybody in Klal Yisrael could eat Maas HaShayni. It has to be in Yerushalayim, naturally. You have to be pointed. But if you took it to Yerushalayim, anybody can go and eat it. Except for an Oinein.
Can a Tomei eat
Maas
HaShayni?
Can a Tomei eat Maas HaShayni? I don't recall. But one thing is certain, an Oinein is also a Maas HaShayni. Since an Oinein is also a Maas HaShayni, don't learn from Oina that he's machal di avoided to a case of Azar, because Azar is allowed to eat maaser shengis. So you see, Azar is much more kal. So maybe he's not machal di avoided. Why is it Baal Mum Yechiyach? Because he's mutter b'maaser sheni, and nevertheless, what's the dinim of Ad Chilel? But you can't learn from a Baal Mum. Why? Shein osa by kariv kimakriv. Yeah, but that doesn't apply to an oinen. The behema can't have a din of aninus. Yeah, but oinen has the chumra of osa b'maaser sheni. But the Baal Mum doesn't have that chumra. But the Baal Mum has the chumra of kariv kimakriv. Leir zekri zekri zel, chazer din, leir zekri zel, atzara shubshen, shumiz horim. That they're not allowed to do the avoida. And if they do the avoida, they are machal the avoida. Same thing is, zor is machal the avoida. Pray to Mohachanami Livreich, ma la tzadah shabbat shem shekem lihutru bevama. I go back to my original question. The whole reason why I took out the tomei and we threw in instead the oinein is because I had a problem with tomei, that I said that both the tomei together with the balmum, they were osir bevama. Oh, okay, you're right. So let's take out the tamay and put an oinen. See, what have you accomplished by putting an oinen? Oinen is the same thing. It's also lihutru b'bama. If a person was a kohen, whether he was a person was an oinen, regardless of whether he was a kohen or whether he was a Yisrael, he was not allowed to go and do the avoda b'bama. So it's right to, how can you go and learn adin finzar from the combination of the oinen together with the balmum? Malish dayem that they were osir b'bama, and that's why if they do the avoida, they're mechalit. Mashikin azor that was mutter b'bama, maybe he's not mechal the avoida. Maskev l'ravoma, rav sama pared rava, man leim alon do'inen osir b'bama, till musharib b'bama. Will you see anywhere in the Torah that in fact an oinen is osir b'bama? If you're going to go and tell me, well, it's from the regular din of aninus that's osir to do avoida. Yeah, but that whole pasuk is which says by the Kohen Gadol. And I learned from that that the Kohen Gadol men amikdash lo yetze. But a regular oinein has to leave the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore he's also to the avoida. But he's also to the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe outside in the open, b'shas heter abamas, maybe he was allowed to go and do the avoida. And if that's the case, then I do have an effective mahatzad after all. And I can learn the Zohar from those two together. From the oinein and from the balmum, that just like the two of them are osur to go and do the avoida, and if they do it, they are machal the avoida. Same thing applies to the zar; he's osur to the avoida, and if he does it, he's machal the avoida. Yes, we have that just at that little ha'ora at the end. I don't know for sure what the din of the iser oinein babama. If in fact an oinein happens to be osur babama, in tak I don't have a kal b'chaim, I don't have a matzad, I have a pircha. But if you hold, and apparently that's what the Dvei Rabbi Shmuel holds, then oinen is mutter b'bama. If he's mutter b'bama, then I do have an effective mahatzad after all, from which I can learn the din of zar. So with this we've concluded Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, and now we have two makoyrois. Somebody asks you, how do you know a zar passes the avoida? Either from the first limud, b'nei Yisrov le'chalu, or we're going to go learn a matzad zar from a combination of an oinein together with a balmum. Ramisharshi Yom Ha'eva, third mekoyer. What does a Ramisharshi say? Ask a kavuchim mi yoyshev. I'm going to bring a kavuchim from yoyshev. What is yoyshev? If you remember back in our Mishnah, we said that one of those that pasul the avoida is a kohen who's not standing, but rather he's sitting during the avoida. He's doing a zrika sadam whilst he's sitting. You're not going to do that. And if you do that, you're mechal the avoida. How do I know? Our Gemara doesn't address that today. Mitzvah, we're going to have that in another few days. We're going to go through each and every one of the list, and Yoishiv is almost at the bottom of the list. So we're going to get to it. But we know that Yoishiv passes the avoida. So learn a kavuchim Yoishiv. What would be the kavuchim? Ma the Yoishiv she'oichel, the Yoishiv, a kohen who does the avoida be yeshiva, he is mechal the avoida. However, if he wants to go and eat from the kodeshim, just like we said, the balmum, although he's disqualified doing the avoida, but min hakodeshim yoichel, he's allowed to go and eat from kodeshim. A yoishiv is also allowed to eat from kodeshim, but presumably all the oichlim from kodeshim were yoishvim, who stands and eats only at chasanis. People go and eat while they're standing at the shmorg, but otherwise you're supposed to be sitting when you eat, right? I'm sure all of your mothers told them, just like my mother said, if you stand when you eat, all the food goes down into your legs, and your legs are going to go and pop up, and they're going to swell up. You got to sit when you eat, right? You know, your mother never told you that. That's what my mother, Aleha Shalom, used to say, and that's what many of the European ladies used to tell their children: sit down when you're eating. If you stand when you're eating, all the food is going to go, instead of into the stomach, and go all the way down into your...
On Pesach, she told you to lie down while you're eating?
She didn't have to. My Malamed already, the Moraz already said you got to lie down. Well, at least you have to lean to the side. But only to the left, not to the right, because of Shemikat Yachtam Karnalibashit, as you all know. But let's get back. So a Yoyishev cannot do the Avoida, but he can eat. My Yoyishev she'oichal. Im Ovat Chilel, that's our Mishnah, Mechal the Avoida. Zor She'eni Oichel, a Zor cannot eat from Kodshi Kudishim, because he's a Zor, only a coin is allowed to eat from Machatas and Noshim, etc. Zayne Din Shabbat Chilel, Chayra Gutta Kavachay. Pray Timura, Mali Yoishiv Shein Kopan, came possibly Eidus. Yoishiv happens to be a Dover Chomer. Don't treat this lightly, because not only can a Yoishiv not do the Avoida, and if he does the Avoida when he's sitting, he passes the Avoida, he can't even go and say Hagodas Eidus when he is sitting. He has to be standing. How do I know that a Mayid has to be standing? So Rashi reminds us, we had this back in Masechta Shavuos, as well as in Sanhedrin, because it says in the pasuk, "Umdu shnei anoshim asher lehem hariv lifnei Hashem." Pashim Bishat, we're talking about the two Balidinim, the shnei anoshim asher lehem hariv. However, the Gemara Darshins, no. "Umdu shnei anoshim" is referring to the two people are going to go and say the Eidus. Ashlem Ariv, those are referring to the Bnei Riv, the two Bali Dinim. So the Pasuk therefore is referring to both the Shnei Anashim and to the Bali Riv.
Is that why they say you're on the stand when you're
very
in
good.
Court?
Very good.
Yosef has in his power, he can just stand up. A Baal Mum can't correct his Mum. A Tomei can't hocus pocus immediately become Tahor. Mm-hmm. He needs rituals, he needs tefillahs.
You know what you're saying is correct.
Yoshev can just stand up. I mean,
not if his legs are broken.
Then he's Baal Mum.
Then he's Baal Mum. He's disqualified on Baal Mum.
He's rheumatic, or he's got a problem.
He has rheumatic fever, something like that?
No, rheumatism.
Rheumatism, right. Okay.
But, you know, I'm saying, but if somebody's just a Yoshev, otherwise he's sitting, it's in his power to remedy it very easily.
And therefore?
It seems like a very weak soul, because a psul of that of a Baal Mum or a Tameh or something that's not in someone's power to remedy, it seems so much more meaningful. A Zar cannot make himself into a coin.
Wonderful. So what you're doing is you're strengthening the Kal V'chaymer. Madach HaYosh, which you're saying, is such a weak psul, because you can remedy in 1 second, just stand up. And nevertheless, the Torah says, but if you didn't stand up, you're Mechal Di Avoida. A Zar where it's impossible to remedy his Zaris. Avadit you're going to possibly avoid it. So you are dramatizing in a very, very strong way why we would learn this Kal V'chaymer. Yes, David, you have a question.
Unless you're a chigger, you can't stand up.
If you're a chigger, then presumably you'd be
a Baal Mum.
Right? So Baal Mum is possible. Okay. Baal Mum.
A hinkadika.
A chigger is a person who's lame. In Yiddish, they used to call it a hinkadika. But I'm not just used to. I was learning Yiddish. That's a hinkadika means a person who's lame, that he can't walk straight. He always is limping. A lame individual. You like it, Hinkadinka, right?
It has a musical quality.
Yeah, no question about it.
You're taking out a chumash, so...
You know, I'm just trying to see the psukim where it talks about the Bali Mumin.
That's in Emor, right?
That's why I'm turning to Emor. And what is the Hempachus Emor?
No, seriously, is that why in court they say when you're on the stand?
No, I hear you loud and clear. Maybe, in fact, that's where it comes to. Mike,
you're not sitting down.
It's just a shame that Shelley's not here. I'm sure he'd be able to go and make a standing comment about it.
Get a standing ovation.
Exactly, standing ovation too. We have the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Dabla Har Neymar, Ish Mizarech LeDeiroisim Asher Yevoi Mum. Person has a mum, lo yikrav lahakrav lechem elikav. Ki chol ish asher bay mum lo yikrav. Now, give me an example. Ish iver, oi piseach, oi charum, oi serua. All of these wonderful individuals. Now, if you're wondering, what is the definition of all of these? So we talked about the charum and serua. It says ish iver. Iver, of course, the person who's blind. A piseach, I believe, is a person who is a chiger, who is a lame, is an inkadika. So does he say here in the Gemara Avir? Oy Chagir. Oh, Sitaki in Targum Loshin, the uncle says, the Gabi Iver Avir, which means a person who's never blind. Oy, Pisach is Chagir. Chagir is like a Lashon Chigir, that unfortunately he is lame. And after the Torah tells us about the person being a Balmum, then it talks also about the Behemoth being Balmum, but that's not for this moment. The important thing is that a Chigir, in fact, is possible. So thank you, David, for reminding us of that fact. But getting back now to our Gemara, so Mali Yoishev she came posel. Oh, so you cannot bring a raya from Yoishev. You're thinking to yourself, oh, Mad Yoishev is a kind of a weakened form, and therefore Madach there Torah says Mechal. Chavad Azor is Mechal. No, the reason why Yoishev is Mechal the Avoider because he has a psul in other arenas. Where's the other arena? When he's supposed to be standing in court, if he is sitting in court. Possibly Edis. The peasant tells him, Mister, if you want us to accept your Edis, you got to stand up. Oh, so, since we find that Yoishiv is a problem elsewhere in a court of law, so too is it also problematic and it causes a chil. Poshtetz Chazor is allowed to be an aid. Nothing wrong as long as he happens to be kosher for all other purposes, he could be an aid. So, therefore, maybe he's not Mechal Devoid. So, I have a pircha on my Kal V'choymer. Says the Gemara. So tomorrow, so don't learn it from a regular case of Yoishev. Learn it from a Yoishev Talmud Chacham. How is that any better? Because again, the Gemara Masech the Shavuah says that if he's a Talmud Chacham, the Bezin is allowed to be Cholek Lo Kavoid Umayshivan Oisei. They said to, Rabbi Smith, Chief Rabbi of Chicago, or whatever. He happens to be a Rabbi Smith in Chicago, who's supposed to be a very Choshev Talmud Chacham. Anyway, you're familiar with that? Yeah, the nishes, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. But the point is...
I got played Rabbi Five O Wall.
Oh, well, how do you know Rabbi Five O Wall?
From Yeshiva.
He used to live here on the west side, Five O Wall.
He did.
He was one of my best friends years ago. He lives in Lakewood now. But anyway, he's also one of the writers for, one of the editors for Artscroll. But getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara now tells us that a Yoishev Talmud Chochem is kosherly Eidus. Oh, wonderful. So let's learn from him. A Yoishev Talmud Chochem, although he's kosher the Eidus. If he's a Kohen, he does the Avoida. He's Mechal the Avoida. Kal V'choymer to the case of Azar, who can't even eat Kodshim, the Chavan is going to go and be Mechal the Avoida. So, Timura, but I have a Pircha. What's my Pircha? Ma L'shem Yoishev Shekem Posel the Eidus. You're right, the Yoishev Talmud Chochem is kosher the Eidus. But since in the Parsha of Yeshiva of Yoishev, what's the din? 99% of the rest of the population who are not Talmid Chacham, they passel the yeshiva. So that's why yeshiva passels also by avoid it in the base. Meidish. Mashenkin legabi Azar. Azar is never possible to go and say Eidus, whether he's standing, whether he's sitting. So therefore, Habach Meiter, a pircha. But Mashem Yoishiv leparacher, Mishaisha holds that is not a real pircha, because I'm not talking about everybody else, I'm talking about Yoishiv Talmid Chacham. As far as Yoishev Talmud Chacham is concerned, the only psil that I find by him is doing the avoida. But he's allowed to go and say Eidus. He's allowed to go and eat from the carbon. And nevertheless, he's mechal the avoida. Is a chalach, is kama bekama zor that is not allowed to go and eat from the kabonis. Avad is going to go and pasal the avoida. Him didn't tell him he's going to go meet parach. Yet we're going to ask Akasha that Abagabi the shame Yoishev. Then ask me Yoishev umichod mehanoch. Fine, if you're going to go and tell me that Shem Yoishev is a pircha, Shem Yoishev meaning although this particular individual, the Yoishev Talmud Chacham, doesn't have that problem of yeshiva, but since out there in the world yeshiva involves a general problem, so if you hold that that's strong enough for a pircha, then don't just learn from Yoishev. Learn from Yoishev umichod mehanoch. Meaning, learn for Yoishev together with a Tomei, or Yoishev together with a Balmum, or Yoishev together with an Oinen, one of those earlier ones that we used previously, according to Devei Rabbi Yeshua. But Yoishev, okay, pray tomorrow, but now aren't we going to ask the same question as before, Mal Anoch, that they all have to be Posel Bebama, Toimar Be Zor, that is Kosher Bebama? So tomorrow, Yoishev, the Kosher Bebama, how would you know that Yoishev is Kosher Bebama? So therefore you won't have a pircha mal hanoch that both Yoishev together with the others, whether it happens to be the Tamli or the Balmum or the Oinen, that they all happen to be psul and Bebama. No, because in fact Yoishev is kosher Bebama. How do I know? Oh my God, send the posse. La moy lefnei Hashem leshor soy. Lefnei Hashem will I lefnei Bama. This problem of the Amida, not the problem, but the disqualification of Yoishev, which is based on the posse that requires you to be a la'amoid, that's l'fnei Hashem l'sharsa. What means l'fnei Hashem? In the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where you have to have the Amida. But if you're outside on the lawn, and that's where you have your Bama, then there is no problem of Yoishev. So Yoishev is kosher, and therefore it's not a Pircha on the Mahatzad. So with this, we have now concluded, Rabbi Yisai, the Zohar, three limudim, either from the Pasuk of Pnei Yisov Leichalu, or from the Mahatzad that Rabbi Shmuel had from an Oinin together with a Balmum, or from Ramesh Arsh that learns either from Yoishev alone, or if you hold that Shem Yoishev is a pircha, not Yoishev alone, Yoishev Tamar Chacham alone, if you hold that there's a pircha being Shem Yoishev, then chaparain with it, a Yoishev together with one of the preceding three that we had in Ligmar. So we've taken care of Zohar. But now let's go to Oinein. Oinein Minol, and how do I know that an Oinein that does it, Oinein is all known, means in the day Chas Hashem of an immediate family member that passed away, if you do the Avoida, then a Koyin head joint that does the Avoida passes the Avoida. Because as soon as he hears that Chas Hashem, he has an immediate family member that passed away, get out of the Beis HaMikdash, go to the Levaya, don't go and do the Avoida. And if you do the Avoida, it's possible. Right? How do you know it becomes possible? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Min HaMikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalel. This is referring to the Koyin Godol. How do we know it's referring to the Kohen Gadol? Because in Parshas Emor, when we talk about the various rules and regulations, prohibitions that govern Kohen Hedget and Kohen Gadol, this from Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze only appears right after the discussion about the Kohen Gadol, not the discussion about the Kohen Hedget. Really, where is that? So if you go back again to the beginning of Parshas Emor, it's not necessary for you to look it up. I'm sure you know the Psukim in general by heart. The beginning of the pasuk is Emel Kehanim Bnei Aharon. Tell them all the halachas. So one of the halachas is Leimai Ulaoviv V'Levnoti. They are not allowed to nefesh leitama biamav. They're not allowed to tamei, but there are exceptions. Kimlish Eirei Hakarav Elav, which means the wife, as well as Leimai Ulaoviv V'Levnoti Lebit Halachav. Those he's allowed to be metam. Allowed to be metam. And now a regular kohen hedged, a regular kohen hedged, his father or his mother passed. Even today. As you know, a Kohen does not go to a Levaya, or he has to stand outside. That's why you see sometimes during the winter when it's pouring, some people are standing outside the chapel. They're typically Kohanim. Therefore, they're not allowed to go in. But if Chas V'Shalom, it's their father or mother passed away, then they do go in. So it says, Le'ima Le'aviv, you're allowed to be Metaf. Now, that's we've got to be a regular Kohen. When you get a Kohen, a Godol, Me'echot, the Kohen Godol, he is so holy, al kol nafshis meis li'ovay, he's not a mitame to anyone. Li'oviv, uli'imay lo yitama. Even though Nebuchadnezzar, his own father and mother, he's not allowed to go to the Levaya. In other words, he's not allowed to be in the oil mess. And more in fact says that he should, if he is going to Levaya, he has to stand back like 100 feet or something, and he has to be around the corner. Like Gemara doesn't talk about that today, but other Gemaras talk about the restrictions to make sure he doesn't accidentally get too close to the Aron. So he's got to stand far, far away. Anyway, but the Pasuk continues on, Umen HaMikdash Lo Yetze. If the Kohen Gadol happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash, when he gets that telephone call telling him that Nebuchadnezzar, the father or mother, passed away, don't leave the Beis HaMikdash, continue doing the Avoida. Because if the Kohen Gadol stops doing the Avoida, he's Mechalel Eis Mikdash Alikav. Men HaMikdash Lo Yetze V'lo Yechal Eis Mikdash Alikav. He's got to continue doing the Avoida. More dashings from that, but that's only by the Kohen Gadol, not by the Kohen Hedged. Kohen Hedged does not have that requirement. The Kohen Hedged, in fact, he is supposed to leave ASAP, Aros, because he's an Oinein, don't stay in the Beis HaMikdash, don't do the Avoida. Ah, so tomorrow. So that's how I know that the Oinen passes the Avoida. That's the Kohen Gadol. Ha'acher, meaning a Kohen Hedget, Shelo Yotza, who did not leave the Beis HaMikdash, but continues doing the Avoida. Chilel, he's Mechal Yavoida. It's a very straightforward limud. You don't have to have Kavachoymis with the Droshes, with Tzukim. Mefeish HaBasik, Lo Yichal. As they land, the nameless Amoyrim. Reb Lozer Omer Mehocha, I have another raya. That raya is from Heine Krivo Hayoyim. What is this Heine Krivo all about? So you remember that this was during the the Yemei Meluin, or the first day of the Mishkan.
Inauguration,
coronation, and installment, the whole nine yards, all the wonderful terms. Boshte done in the Pasik, that Vaidav Moshe L'har V'l'Asom V'anav HaNisarim, he said, go and bring the karbonis that you got to go and bring. And what does it say after that? The Sirachatas that was brought that day, and there were three Sirachatas that were brought that day. What happens? Dorash, Moshe. Moshe asked, whatever happened to that Chatos? V'nei Soirav, it was burned. Oy. Moshe Rabbeinu got very upset. Vayiktoif alelozov alisomra b'nei Aharon esonim leim. He got very angry. Rashi says he was really angry at Aharon. But Sinish Kapas, Aharon was his older brother. He was the Kohen Gadol. See, therefore, he directed his anger towards the Lozov.
He was an Onan too, by the way.
And therefore,
I'm saying it was vulnerable,
a little more
fragile,
and so that's why he was careful not to speak to them.
Right.
And it was me somewhere not in them.
They true, they were.
Okay, so it's the same. Okay, so he got angry at that. So what does it say in the pasuk? Madulayachaltem ezachatas b'mkayim hakodesh. Why didn't you eat it? Whatever. Why didn't you go and eat the karban? Ki kodesh kadoshimi. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu specially gave that carbon. You should have been eating the carbon. What happened to it? Why was it Soyrav? Was it perhaps saying, Liuves Damel Kodesh Baniva? Maybe you brought the dam inside. You shouldn't have brought it. Etc. etc. Vayidabra Harno Moshe. So Harn says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein Hayoim Hikrivu Es Chatosim Yes Oilosim Lefnei Hashem Vatekrena Oisi Koeila. What is Hein Hayoim Hikrivu Es Chatosim? What's going on over here? So the Gemara elsewhere, mentioned when we get to Gavkuf Aleph at the end of the Masechta, has a lengthy discussion. But for our purposes, we are going to truncate the discussion for as much as we need for purposes of the Gemara. And the way Rashi explains it, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't identify what his criticism is in this pasuk. We just know that Aharon responded to Moshe. Was it today that they brought their chatas and oil before Hashem? What is the response? And implicit, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina initially that Aharon is trying to pacify Moshe? And in fact, Moshe was pacified. So there are two possibilities of why, in fact, this carbon was burnt. One possibility is because the two sons of Aharon, Elozov Isamar, did the avoida. And if they did the avoida, they did the avoida ba'aninus. Why were they oinin him? Because their two brothers, Nadav Aviu and Nebuch, had just passed away that day, a couple of hours ago. They had no business continuing to do the avoida. So maybe that's the mokor for an oinin doing avoida, passing the carbon. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. And he said, did you allow Elozov Isamar, did you guys go and do the avodah when you were oining him? Don't you know you're not supposed to? And if you do it, then you're machalel. And is that the reason why you got burned? To which Aharon HaKohen said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein hayom mikrivu. Moshe's dashing the word hein as if it says with a mem. Hein hayom mikrivu. You think they did the avodah? I did the avoida, and I'm the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go and do the avoida ba'aninos. So don't scream at my sons, they're totally innocent. So now you're asking, so oy bazoy, why did you burn it? If in fact they didn't do the avoida, so then they were not mechal the avoida, so the korban is kosher, although you cannot eat the korban now during the day, aninos yoim, but you could have eaten it after Harav Shemesh at night. Couldn't you have eaten it? As Igmor will explain shortly, Aharon HaKohen said, the reason why we had to go and burn it is unfortunately because we were so taken by this whole aninus, by accident the carbon became tameh. You're not allowed to go and eat the carbon which became tameh. But rather you have to go and burn it. So that's the discussion initially, and what we're going to learn from this pasuk of the Hein Hayom Hakrivu, that Aharon HaKohen is saying, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, not like you assumed that this carbon was burned because it became possible as a result of their doing the avoda b'aninus. They didn't do it. Hein hayom mikrivu l'ashem b'tmiya. Did they do the avoda? I did the avoda. So therefore, there was no problem with the kohen being brought, not the kohen, the carbon being brought Al-Tzaninus, because I brought it, not them. So getting back to our Gemara now, so Gemara says, Reblozom Nihacha, I'll bring you another ride, than Oinen is Mechal De'Avoyda, Heina Krivu, Heina Krivu, Anir Krafti, I was the one that brought it. Mechlal, sounds like the E'inu Akriv, if in fact it was like Moshe Rabbeinu charged, he doesn't say in the Pasuk anything, but that's what we're learning implicitly, that Moshe Rabbeinu was being critical and saying that they were Makrivit. Sounds like if that were the case, Shaper is Starif, then you did the right thing in burning it. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, I heard that it was burned. Is the reason it was burned because Allah's B'nai Samar did the Avoida, and therefore they passed it because an Oinen passed the Avoida like we learned in the Mishnah, and therefore this would be the Makar, and said the Harn, you're right, Moshe Rabbeinu, if they would have done the Avoida, that would have been a good reason to burn it, but the Maisa, it wasn't them. Aniyah Crafty, I brought the car. Okay, so bottom line is, I have now two Makars. I have the first Makar, from the Minamikdash Lo Yetzev Lo Yechalel, which on the surface is a perfect Makar. Only the Kohen Gadol shouldn't leave, but all Kehanim Ejoitim should leave. Kinder Aros, get out, don't do any more Avoid, you're going to be Mechal the Avoida. That's one Limud. And Reb Lozer learning from that famous story, Met Moshe Met Aharon, with the Chatzis that was burned on the day of the Hakomas HaMishkan. Right tomorrow, for B'loz my time Le Omar min HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh, what was wrong with that first limud, that why did B'loz have to come on to that other limud? Omalach, he says, Miksiv ho achish le yotze chilev. It doesn't say in the Pasuk Befeirish that anybody else, that min HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh, you Kohen Gadol, you should not leave and you should continue to avoid. So you made an inference with a finger and you said, no, that's only by Kohen Gadol. By Kohen Hedjit, they should leave immediately because they're going to be Mechal. Who says? So now you're wondering, L'choyre, but the Pasuk only tells us by the Kohen Gadol, not by anybody else. L'choyre, it's a good limud. So Rashi says what Reb Lozer is saying is, the emes, maybe even regular Kehanim Hedjoitim should also not leave the Beis HaMikdash. They should continue doing the Avoida, because Oinen maybe is not Mechalim. Aye, so why did the Torah pick on the Kohen Gadol? Make sure you don't leave. Because Solkadai Techamina, since the Kohen Gadol happens to be on a, such a more elevated position than the Kohen Hedjit, he's so full of Kedusha V'Tahara, that maybe we should say about him that ignore the Avelis, ignore the Aninis, and go ahead and forget. Because of your Kedusha V'Tahara, go and leave the Beis HaMikdash immediately, because you are now impugning, you're blemishing somehow your Kedusha of being the Kohen Gadol. So don't do the Avoid. A regular Kohen Hedjit, his level of Kedusha is not so stark, not so elevated. So therefore, he can go and do the Avoid. But maybe the Kohen Gadol shouldn't go and do the Avoid because of his elevated status. Kamashla said the passing, no, and Mikdash Liyetzi, you can stay. But don't bring a raya from that the Kahanim and Yoitim have to leave. May the Kahanim Yoitim can also stay. It's only tells the Kohen Gadol to emphasize, notwithstanding his great Kedusha, stay and do the Avoida nevertheless. Therefore, I don't have a raya from that pasuk. The Idach and that first unnamed man Yama. My time of the Yama Mehen Hikrivu. Why didn't he learn Mehen Hikrivu? Because Avam Neitoma Nisrafa. He said it really had nothing to do with Aninus in the first place. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, what's the reason why it's Hinei Soirov? And what Aharon HaKohen told him, no, nothing to do with Aninus. We wouldn't even talk about Aninus. He was telling the reason is because it got Tomei. Where do you learn from that the Gabi, the Mas, the Tomei? So Rashi explains, here when it says Hinei Krivu, it's no longer the way we learned it until now. Hinei Krivu, that the sons, they were the one that did it by Aninus. Aniyah Krafti, I was the one that was Makrivit. Says Rashi, according to the Snoopshot, the word hein is like a derivative, or it's like a shortened version of the word hine. And he's saying, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, think that has something to do with Aninus, that maybe he did avoid it, didn't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, this has nothing to do with Aninus. The reason why, in other words, hein, hine, hikrivu, you think that that's the reason why we didn't go and eat from the carbon because of some Aninus issue? Nothing to do with Aninus. The reason is because, unfortunately, there was such a tumult going on, such confusion. We had to call Chaver Kaddish, we had to go and bury. Unfortunately, the carbon got Tomei. And that's the reason why it was Soirav. So, nothing to do with the parish of Aninus.
I have my Chumash open.
You have every right to open the Chumash.
Yeah. And it says, Rashi says it's not because of of tumah because an oni can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
They can't eat it, so it has to be burned anyway.
What you're saying is correct. So Rashi over there addresses it, and Rashi over here also addresses it.
Yeah.
Rashi's saying, if you want to take a look here to Rashi,
yeah.
Here on Tez Zayin HaMasalit, Kasam Neatumah, but yes. Now skip to the next three lines.
Yeah. Ikan Tanai, the Pad Kaman.
One second. Let's start from the beginning of Rashi.
Okay.
Kasam Neatumah. Shenog Gaba, because of Tumah that touched the carbon.
Right.
Yeah, so for that, why it was burnt. There was no discussion about Aninus the Gabi bringing the carbon between
right.
Moshe and between Aharon. The Heina Kriva, the words Heina Kriva doesn't mean that Heim, they were makrivit. Look outside. Hine, behold, it's still tug, it's still dead. During the day, we wouldn't be able to go and eat because we happen to be oininim. Not because of avoided. Because an oinen is not allowed to go and eat from the carbon. He's also to eat kachim. V'hayinu asur mikachim. What can you go and say? Lechel ad erev. But it's only aninus yoim is menatoyra. Aninus laila is okay. So then we'd be able to eat it at night.
Right.
But the problem was, mitoich kach, because it was so busy today with his haninus, we had to ask the roof, what should we do? Do we sit shiva? Do we go in? Do we go out? Where's the chavar kedisha? Where are we going to bury that? Simen agamza tol. Either but tumboy is somehow, unfortunately, a tumah happened inadvertently to the carbon, unrelated to doing avoid the banyas.
That was the chafsa, not with the gavra.
Okay, good. And continues Rashi. I told you you're going to have this at much greater length than daf kuf aleph. B'ha chadam ne tumah nisrafa. Like we just said, it was burned because of tumah unrelated to aninus. B'chadam ne aninus nisrafa. Shloyo yechoyim leoichla afil le'aret. Tikasov aninus laila nami oser. That man the yomahol the aninus laila is also oser, and therefore they couldn't eat it at night because they're oinim. Not because they did avoid it, because they're oinim. But from the nikmar mace, even if the mace passed away already and was buried already, the mace always passed away. But even if it was buried already, still you cannot eat it at night because aninus laila nami oser. Since the only people in the world that could have theoretically eaten from it were three people, Aharon and the two sons, and they were all oinim, so they couldn't eat it even at night. Same thing. But Rashi just bring over here is why did they wait until the next morning? No, if there's nobody to eat it because all the baalim have disappeared, they won't keep coming, whatever. So then, what are you going to do with the carbon pesach? Don't wait until ibitzura, meaning until it becomes noiser. Burn immediately. So that will always burn. Anyway, so that hopefully addresses your question.
It does, thank you.
No problem. Anyway, so bottom line is, the reason why the first mandiyama learned from the mikdash for yetzeh, and he didn't learn from the heina krivu, because there, the issue was not, did they do the avoide ba'aninus or not? The discussion was, why was the carbon burnt? Said Aharon HaKohen, the reason why it was burned is because we couldn't eat it during the day. We're all oinim, not because we did avoid it. The reason is because we're all oinim. Could be all kehanim oinim are allowed to eat avoid it. Could be. We have no right from that case. But the problem is, but we couldn't eat it by aninus. Oh, so we're going to wait until night. Guess what happened? By the time night came, unfortunately, it became tamei, and therefore we couldn't eat it. So, no right whatsoever to an oinim passing avoid it. Fine. So this was now two separate mekoyros, either from Min HaMikdash or from Heina Hikrivu, and now we have once again the same debate Rabbi Shmuel as yesterday, and he learns again, not yesterday, the previous Gemara that we learned about the Zohar, learning it from a combination of either the Tomei or the Bam. Where were you until now?
We're standing waiting for you.
Do you know what we were concerned about? Please take a seat. Take a seat. Here, whatever.
Yes.
The problem was, the Gemara told us.
Oh, sure.
The Gemara told us that a witness in a courtroom, the Bezdin, cannot sit; he has to stand
right
when he says "Aedus,"
because he's up at the stand.
Unbelievable.
So
Ariel asked, "Is that the Makor that we say that a witness takes the stand?" So we said we can't decide that until Shelley comes in. Shelly is decided. Yes.
That's
great. And you immediately answered on the spot.
I'm a stand-up kind of guy.
Yeah. There's a lot of stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy.
Okay, so let's continue on.
Okay.
Fine. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, I have another raya.
Especially for jewelry.
Especially for jewelry, yeah, exactly. World jewelry. That's going in the top now.
Yes.
Good. Not Tana Asya, Tana Asya Bekabuchaim, Tana Kabuchaim, Menachemul from Balmum. Was it Balmum? Uma Balmum. She'oichel. He's allowed to go and eat, right? He's allowed to eat Kodesh Kodeshim, no problem. The Pasuk says the Fedeshim and the Kodeshim Yoichel. That's not going to do the Avoid. But Im Ovad, we did the Avoid, the Chilach Hashem is Machal the Avoid. Oinin She'ein Oichel, that we know for sure. Oinin can't eat. We know that from the B'nai Haran story. They can't eat during the day. Machloik is what they can eat at night, and it's live that Shmei Oinin not. But if they can eat, so Ein Im Ovad Chil, Oinin She'ein Oichel, Ein Adin She'ovad Chil, very perfect Tabachimer from Balbom to the case of the Oinin. But of course, Igmar is going to ask the same kasha again. Mal balmum, she can also by craven kima craven. The Torah tells us that the iser of balmum is not only on the gavra, but also on the chefza, also behema. On the carbon. That if the behema happens to be a balmum, it's a chigeris or iveris or whatever it happens to be, it's also disqualified. So that's such a dover chom ma'oid. That's why if a balmum does the avoid, it's machal. By Zor, there's no Indian of a Zor by the craven, by the Behema. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you can't learn Zor from Baal Mum alone. Zor, not the Zor. You can't learn Oinen from Baal Mum alone. So Timur, okay, so let's learn it from Zor. After all, we had all the drushes before the Gabi Zor. Let's learn now the din of Oinen from a Zor. That a Zor is not allowed to go, and he's not, if he does, avoid his machalit. So learn the same thing applies to an oinen, that if he does avoid his machalit. So tomorrow, malazor shekein le'tatakana. This is the svara that you gave earlier, Barry, on the Omer Aleph. Yeah. The zor can't go and be masakin himself.
He can't wave a wand and become a kohen.
Maybe if he pays $5,000 to the roof, maybe he can do it. That only it's only if his father was also kohen.
Then DNA.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Maybe if you go and take Tylenol, you won't have an autism problem. So you won't have to. But anyway, so let's get back to our Gemara. So Zor Yechiech. Let's learn the case of Oinen from a Zor. So Timur, you can't learn from a Zor. The reason why by a Zor is Machal the Avoida Shekinen Loi Takana. Machain Kain, the Oinen, doesn't need to work on a Takana. It's just a question of time.
Right.
Either at the end of the day or the end of the night, he'll be Os Oinen. So maybe he's not Machal the Avoida. But Timur, Malmum Yechiech. Because Baal Mum has the same, let's learn the Oinen from the Baal Mum. They're just like the Baal Mum is Mechal the Avoider. The Oinen is also Mechal the Avoider. And go and tell me, yeah, but that's it's different because the Oinen, the...
The Baal Mum is craving to make craving.
So you can't change
it. Sorry?
The Baal Mum can't change his status. He will stay Baal Mum for
now. Anyway, he cannot change it unless it's a Mum Oiver. Look at the same line of the Rashi, he points out what you're referring to. See the second line of Rashi, all the way on top, Balmum, Yesh Leitakana, Kishi Yavr Mumai. Eventually, hopefully, his Mum, because there's certain Mumin which are permanent. But it could be if he has a broken leg or something like that. He can
get over his Mum.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, but until he gets over his Mum, if he does the Avoid, he's over on the din of doing Avoid when he's Mum. Okay, so as long as we understand each other. Good. Okay, so Zokti Mar. So let's learn now the Oinen from Azar. You can't learn Oinen from Azar because Mal Azar, Shekin, Ein Leit Takana. The reason why Azar is Machal, because there's no way he can become Oz Zar. But Oinen can become Oz Zar just by waiting it out, just being a little patient. Zokti Mar, it's a Baal Mum Yechiech. Let's learn the din of Oinen from a Baal Mum. Now you can't go and tell me that Baal Mum Yechiech because a Baal Mum Ein Leit Takana. Baal Mum has the same takon as an oinen, just wait it out. Yeah, but it's not a real thing. So therefore, learn from a Baal Mum. So if you more, you can't learn from a Baal Mum, because we said before, Mal Baal Mum, she can't also buy craven, can't buy craven. So learn from a Zor. Yeah, but you can't learn from a Zor, because Mal Zor, she can't inlay takon. So learn from Baal Mum. Chazar din, zek, atzad Hashem b'shmen, sheik, mizhar, and behim, avdu chilu, avni avi, oinen, shem, muzar. So I'm going to learn oinen from a combination of Zor together with a Baal Mum. So to Yomara, Shepafadi Ovi, Oinen Shem Muzarim Ovat Chil. And now the Gemara asks the same kasha that we asked in the Amid Aleph. Heichon Muzar, where do you find the Azhara, the Gabi the Oinen? Eilema Umin HaMikdosh Lo Yeitzei. Like we Gemara brought back in the Amid Aleph, if that's the case, what do I have to go and learn with the Mahatzad from a Baal Mum together with a Zor? Just learn from that Pasuk it says. From that Pasuk itself. That's what the pasuk says. So it's only the kohen gadol that if he stays and he does the avoid it, but anybody else who does the avoda is mechalel. So then I don't need this concept mahatzad mitekakal v'chayme. Just learn directly from the pasuk. El mehene krivu. But rather, we're going to learn it from the hene krivu that the Gemara had assumed, at least according to one man the yomid, the problem was that Moshe Rabbeinu said, did it get burned because they did the avoda be'aninos? So you see that you're not allowed to do the avoda be'aninos. So I can learn the raya from there. That's the Azhara. Oh, so learn from the Ubi Kosov, and he reads, and he learns from the Aninus Nisrafa. Not like the Gemara said in the Yomar Aleph, that what? That in fact, the Allahs of Yisomer did do that. At least that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had assumed. They did the Avoida when they were Oinonim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, I know why Hine Soirav. It must be because they were Oinonim. It's the Charai from that Pasik that there is an Isur for an Oinin to go and do the Avoida. So that's what they learned the Musar, the Azhar from.
Before they could have waited until nightfall.
So that depends
on
exactly.
But the better example is because they didn't bring another Seirim that day. If they were if it was a psalm in the Korban because of Aninus, then the Korban would be Pusel,
mm-hmm.
and they'd have to repeat the Korban.
Mm-hmm. But if it's and maybe they did. And the Gemara doesn't tell us.
Okay.
Just like the Torah doesn't tell us what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, we're all inferring it based on that's probably what happened.
Yeah. There can be a Korban copy.
Zok Timara, but let's go back to the original Lima, the Tzad HaShava. Who was the Tzad HaShava? From Zor and Balmum to the din of Oinin. We don't have any exception to the rule. All Zorim are psulim. They can stand on their heads. There's no way the Zor can do avoid. Baimon Baimon, the same thing. Until he corrects himself, until he gets a refuah, he cannot do the avoid under any circumstances. Mashenkin Aninus, there is a hetem chloli. Where? A Koyin Godel is allowed to go and do avoid the Aninus. So therefore, in a sense, Aninus is a little bit weaker than the other two. And therefore, maybe if a Koyin had you did the avoid, he wouldn't be Mechal the avoid. Tomorrow, Tomei Yechiach. What's Tomei Yechiach? Learn the din of Oinen from Tomei. Are you going to go and tell me by Oinen you have a Hutra Mechlolai? By Tomei you also have Hutra Mechlolai. Who do you have Hutra Mechlolai? By Carbon Tzibur. Tomei Hutra Mechlolai. Hutra Mechlolai. Chuyu Mechlolai. But at the Masa.
I'm holding that question since I'm at Allah.
I'm sure. It's Tomei Yechiach. So learn it from Tomei. In other words, let's learn Oinen from Tomei. Feiti Mamala Tomei, you came with Tomei. You can't learn it from Tomei because Tomei is so a chomer de gazat that he can go and transmit the tumah to other things, to other people. The rest, oinen doesn't transmit his aninus; he stays an oinen, and everybody else is not an oinen. So tomorrow, mal tumah she came with tamei hanachichichu means the other two, the balmum together with the zar. They're yechiyah because they're not metamei. The balmum doesn't cause somebody else to become a balmum, and the zar doesn't cause somebody else to become a zar. So therefore, learn from them. But you can't learn from them because ma to them. That they're not Hutta Mechlale. So we learn from Tomei. I can't learn from a Tomei, because Tomei is Metamei. As again, Chazar Din, Rizakri, and the Mechal Avoida. Here too, the Oinim with Mechal Avoida. Faitim will live from Allah Tabashim, Shem, Shem, the Hutta Mechlalan, Eitzel Koyin Godoy, Big Carbon Yochid. What happens if you would go and learn from a Koyin Godoy, Big Carbon Yochid? There is no Heter Mechlaloi. Why is there no Heter Mechlaloi? Because the Gemara is assuming at this point that the Koyin Godel Chikin Li Hutru Mechlolan Eitzel Koyin Godel Bekarben Yoch Mal Tzav Shemhen Chikin Li Hutru Mechlolan. They don't have a heter by a Koyin Godel Bekarben Yochid. Meaning, what happens if a Koyin Godel wants to go and do a Karben Yochid Bituma? There we would not have any heter. The only heter is by a Karben Tzibur, but not by Karben Yochid. So therefore, I don't have a heter mechlolei in that case. So, Mara shem tuma mi ishteroi. Nevertheless, I do have a heter of tuma somewhere. Takenan the case of Kohen Gadol b'karben yachid, but by karben tzibur. And so therefore, says Mara, that's why I can learn it from the combination of all of those. And don't tell me yechiach that that's also a davar shloi hutu mechlolei. It's takenan hutu mechlolei b'karben yachid, but it's hutu mechlolei b'karben tzibur, and therefore you could learn Oinen from those three together.
A Kohen Hedge is also Mutter B'Korban Tzibur.
We're going to talk about that in another couple of lines. We're going to address that shortly.
Okay.
Anyway, at this point, Zokti Gemara, so this is now the conclusion of the Tana Debe Tevei Rabbi Shmuel. So just like Tevei Rabbi Shmuel had that Mahatzad to learn that the Zohar, now he learns from a Mahatzad to go and tell you to the Oyen. And now we have the same Ramesharshia that we had in the Amud Aleph, and as you'll see, it's virtually word for word the same. Ramesharshia Omar Asi B'kal V'choymer Mi Yoyshev. Just like he wanted to learn a Zohar from Yoyshev, now we're learning the den of Oyen Mi Yoyshev. That what? Ma Yoyshev She'oichel. Even though he is sitting down, he's allowed to go and eat from the kachim, presumably. Everybody eating from the kachim was sitting down, not just standing up to like by a shmork. And if that's the case, she's allowed to be oich. But im avad, if he did the avoida, chil. How do we know that he's mechal the avoida? We had that in our Mishnah, and we learned the hashtikl of the iser for lamoid lefnei Hashem l'shorisai. It has to be lefnei Hashem, it has to be lamoid, you got to be standing. We don't know that yet that it's mechal, that we're going to make sure learn another few blot. I think of Daf Chav Gimel, I believe. Mitchell will get to it in time. But in the meantime, we know that Oinen is Mechal Havoyde from our Mishnah. So Voshtein, Mayoshe Oichel im Ovet Chil. Oinen She'ein Oichel. Oinen is now allowed to go and eat, like we just went at length with it. Aninus Yoyim, Aninus Laila. Oinen is now allowed to eat from Kachim. Ein Adin, the Chavadish im Ovet, if he did the Avoyde, that is Mechal the Avoyde. Chorei Gute Kal V'chaim. And now we're going to ask the same Kach again. Mal Yoshe, which came possibly Eidus. Yoshe is very Chomor. Not only by bringing a carbon. Even by Eidus, he has to go and take the stand. And he has to go and take a stand and tell us what happened, what he is a witness. So how can you go and learn from the case of Yoshev, so Chomer? You learn from Yoshev, Talmud Chochem was allowed to go and sit. Yoshev, Takan Talmud Chochem is allowed to sit. But other people out there that are Yoshev are possibly Eidus. So Timonach, the same thing, Shem Yoshev Leiparach. Since I'm learning from the Yoshev Talmud Chacham, the fact that elsewhere, when it's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not allowed to stand, I'm not learning from there. I'm learning from the Yoshev Talmud Chacham. So that's not a pircha. V'im tim tzolom, if you're going to tell me, Yossi, Yoh parich, asim Yoshev v'michod v'mehanach. You're learning from Yoshev together with one of the others. Another one of the others would be like from the Tamei, or from the Bamum, or from the Zohar. Etc. You learn together a combination, and then you'll be able to learn from that the din of the Oinein. So we have the same in Misharish as the Yom Aleph, not learning the Zohar, but to teach us the din of Oinein is possible. Now, in the Torah doesn't distinguish by Aninus, by the Kohen Gadol, whether he's in the middle of bringing a carbon Yochid or a carbon Tzibur. The Torah says, Men Mikdash lo yetze v'lo yechal. Keep on doing the avodah. So Poshit, when you're talking about the Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to do ba'aninus any avodah, any card. And the reverse as well, that the Chayre legabe a Kohen Hedjit, sai by a Karben Yochid, sai by a Karben Tzibur, arose from the Beis Mikdash, don't do the avodah, it's only the Kohen Gadol, but a Kohen Hedjit has to leave. As we'll see, however, it's not that simple. Omer Rava. Loishana, when did we say in our Mishnah that an oinen passes the avoida? El v'karben yachid, al v'karben tzibor. If we're working a carbon of the tzibor, it's erev Pesach, or it's any yomtiv, and he happens to be doing the avoida, and then he gets a call on yomtiv. I had to get a call on yomtiv. A gramophone.
Somebody brings a message.
Yeah, somebody brought a message.
Messenger comes.
Exactly. Whatever the story was.
A messenger pigeon.
That's a pigeon. Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. The bottom line is he happens to be an oinin, and he's in the middle of a carbon tzibur, or he's about to do a carbon tzibur, but Ratzi is allowed to do the carbon. Wow. Rava tells us a gewaldige chiddush, that the Torah says an oinin is possible, and that it says in our Mishnah the oinin is possible. It's only by a private carbon tzibur, but Ratzi is allowed to go and do the carbon. Why kal v'chomer mitumah? What's the kal v'chomer mitumah? So now, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai, because the Gemara is going to now, after we say this Kal V'chomer, the Gemara is going to take apart this Kal V'chomer in three different ways.
Okay.
Now, we're going to see in this Kal V'chomer, like a typical Kal V'chomer, we're going to have a basic assumption and premise of three legs, and from that we're going to learn now, if that's the halacha by these three, then Kal V'chomer by the fourth. What do you mean the three legs and the fourth? So let's analyze this slowly and carefully. Talk to you about it. What's the Kal V'chomer? Madach tumah shlei hutra mechlola eitzel kohen gadol bekarben yochid. If you have a situation where the kohol is tameh, or not really a kohol because he was talking about karben yochid, that the kohen happens to be tameh, tumah shlei hutra mechlola eitzel kohen gadol, even though he's the kohen gadol. So kohen gadol has an exemption by aninus, but he doesn't have an exemption by tumah. if he happens to be Tomei, there is no Hutta Mechlola Eitzel Karbon Yachid. He is just as disqualified as anybody else. Mm-hmm. And we tell him, Koyen Gadol, Aros, you're Tomei, don't come into the Beis HaMikdash until you're Toivon, until you have Herif Shemesh. Don't even think about doing any of it. Good. But nevertheless, Hutra Eitzel Hedjoy Bekarbon Tzibur. You don't even have to be a Koyen Gadol. The din of Tumah is Mutter Imei Koyen Hedjoy Bekarbon Tzibur. So far we have two legs. What do I mean two legs? Number one, we start off with Tumah was not Hutta Mechlola by a Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid. And we have the second leg that Tumah is Hutra Eitzel Kohen Hedjid B'Karbon Tzibur. Third leg, Aninus Shehutra Mechlola Eitzel Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid. Aninus, which is Mutta by Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid. Doesn't say the Feirish in the Torah, but that's what the Gemara is assuming. That's leg number three, or assumption number three. It's Reinoid Din, Shehutra Eitzel Kohen Hedjid B'Karbon Tzibur. Then certainly an Oinen is going to be Mut. Right, everybody chapt? Ma'adach L'gabi Tumish L'Hutra Eitzel Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid. However, Hutra Eitzel Hedjid B'Karbon Tzibur, Aninus, which is Hutra Eitzel Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid, is the Chavada Nevada that the Aninus by Kohen Hedjid will be Mut to B'Karbon Tzibur.
So you have a tripod.
Tripod, good. So you have the three legs, which she trusts that fourth leg. Maskil Rava Bar Iloi. Rava Bar Iloi said, my good friend Rava, his name was also Rava. Maskil Rava Bar Yosef. This is Rava Bar Iloi, and he said, Rava says to Rava, based on your very sophisticated build of this Kal V'Chomer, you've concluded, like he says at the end, Ein Adin, that Aninus by Kohen Hedjid is going to be Mutter B'Karbon Tzibur. Rav Bar Iloi is now going to destroy the three premises, those three legs, upon which the Kal V'Chomer stands. First, Kashi is going to ask is, what was the third leg of this Kal V'Chomer?
Kohen Hedjid by Korban Tzibur. Tomei Korban Hedjid. Tomei Kohen Hedjid by
Korban. That was the first two. Go back to the original Kal V'Chomer. Matumish lehutu mechloi it's a kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. Tumah is hutra it's a hedjid b'karbon tzibur. Those are the first two, and those are dealing with hilchis tumah.
Okay.
Now we're dealing with hilchis aninus. Aninus shehutra mechloi it's a kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. Ain't oitin. So what does it say? Aninus was mutter by kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. Maskel Rav Bar Iloi. Loi tutar aninus it's a kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. Who says? Right. I'm going to build up a Kal V'Chomer similar to the way Rava built a Kal V'Chomer, and I'm going to learn just the opposite. Then Aninus by Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid
is
like a puzzle. Kohen Gadol, the only heter that says in Mikdash Le'etz is only by a Karbon Tzibur. By a Karbon Yachid, run out. Mi Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Umatumma Shehutra Eitzel Kohen Hedjid B'Tzibur. Tumma is Mutter even by Kohen Hedjid. If it's Tumma B'Tzibur, right? Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur. That same tumah, if it happens to the Kohen Gadol, if it's only a Karbon Yachid, the Kohen Gadol also has to run out of the
basement.
Exactly. Not like Rava. Rava just said now that Ninus is mutter by Kohen Hedjid B'Karbon Tzibur. But the normal understanding is Aninish Lehutra Eitzel Kohen Hedjid B'Karbon Tzibur. The Torah was not matter Aninish for a Kohen Hedjid, for any carbon. Only the Kohen Gadol has a special exception, but not the Kohen Hedjid. Einoidin Shleitutr Eitzel Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid. So based on the same type of sophisticated Kal V'Chomer that Rava just made, I can learn to destroy the third leg or the third presumption in the prior Kal V'Chomer and say Punkt Verkehrt. That a Kohen Gadol is taka not mutter ba'aninus b'karbon yachid. Mm-hmm. The only time the Torah says mikdash le'etz a Kohen Gadol is perhaps only by a carbon tzibur and not by a carbon yachid. Mm-hmm. So based on this Kal V'Chomer, I've now removed the third leg of that original Kal V'Chomer. Mm-hmm. Moreover, continues now Rav Bar Ayloi, the tutor tumma eitzel Kohen Gadol b'karbon yachid mikal V'Chomer. Which one of the three legs was that, going back to the original Kal V'Chomer? Matumish loy hutra mechlola eitzel Kohen Gadol b'karbon yachid. Tumma was not mutter by a Kohen Gadol. If you're talking about carbon yachid, the only time tumma is hutra b'tzibur, not by carbon yachid, even by a Kohen Gadol. Says Rabbi Loy, who says? Maybe tutur tumma eitzel Kohen Gadol b'karbon yachid b'Kal V'Chomer. Let's learn that the Kohen Gadol, who is the greatest of all the Kahanim, that even if it's talking about a korban yachid, not a korban tzibur, even a korban yachid, by a kohen gadol, maybe it's mutter betumah. What would be the kal v'chomer? We start again. Ma'aninus lehutter etzel kohen hedjit bekorban tzibur. Aninus, where there's no heter by a kohen hedjit at all, gunished bekorban tzibur. Again, that's not like Rava. Rava said that a korban tzibur is allowed to, but without Rava. Rav Bar Eloi says normally we go and think and aninus lehutter etzel kohen hedjit bekorban tzibur. Right. Koin hedjit, aninus also for everything. Loyhut. But nevertheless, hutra eitzel koin godel, bekarmen yachid. The din by koin godel is aninus, it doesn't apply to him at all. So therefore, he's allowed to go and do avoid by aninus in by karmen yachid. Tumma shahutra eitzel koin hedjit, bekarmen tzibur. Tumma, which is mut in by koin hedjit, as long as it's karmen tzibur. And the din shahutra eitzel koin godel, bekarmen yachid. Then avada tumma should be mutter by a koin godel, even if it's only a korban yachid. So therefore, that first leg of your kal v'chomer, which you started off at the beginning, who says? Maybe, in fact, tuma is hutra by kohen gadol, even by korban yachid. Moreover, what was the second leg that you had over there? A tuma by a kohen hedjit, you said, will help by going back. Going back to the original kal v'chomer, matum ishlei hutra machlal eitz kohen gadol bekarben yachid, hutra eitzel hedjot bekarben tzibur, a hedjot is allowed to do karben tzibur, says afshenisht, v'loi tuta tumma eitzel kohen hedjot, even bekarben tzibur makal v'chomer, maybe just the opposite. Maybe that din of tumma hutra betzibur only applies to a kohen gadol and not to a kohen hedjot, because I'm going to go and bring you a kal v'chomer that's going to undermine what you just said. Don't think the way you've always thought for the last 50 years that tumma hutra betzibur by koin hedjit. Maybe not. Maybe I'm going to learn a kal v'chomer that tumma is not hutra betzibur if it's koin hedjit, only by a koin gadol. What would be if a kal v'chomer? That's a double portion, and hinus by a koin gadol is mutter across the board, even a korban yachid. Loi hutra eitzel koin hedjit be korban tzibur, but it's not mutter by a koin hedjit, even by korban tzibur. Oinin is not allowed to do the avoid the period. Tuma shloi hutra eitzel koin gadol be korban yachid, a tuma where there is no heter by a koin gadol, even a koin gadol, if you're talking about a korban yachid, and a din shloi tutur be koin hedjit be korban tzibur. Maybe a koin hedjit should be disqualified to do the avoida bituma, even by a korban tzibur. And maybe the b'mayadoi that teaches that you're allowed to go and tuma hutra b'tzibur, maybe only by a koin gadol, not by a koin hedjit. So therefore, says Rava Bar Ahiloi, the whole basis of your heter Rava, that an oin is allowed to do avoida b'korban tzibur, not by korban yachid, but a koin hedjit is allowed to go and do it by a korban tzibur, is based on this three-legged, three-pronged kal v'chomer, and then you learn up your fourth halacha. Each one of those three prongs, I can undermine. Vulnerable. It's vulnerable because I can make a kal v'chomer pung faket. And since there's no real crystal clear answer, because the kal v'chomer of Rava, the presumptions are correct in terms of that's are based on our broad or narrow Talmudic knowledge. We always thought that the din of aninus applies across the board, both by a kohen hedjit and by a kohen gadol. A kohen hedjit, he's always disqualified, an oine, and by a kohen gadol, he's always qualified, and you're trying to poke holes in that saying, no, maybe by a kohen hedjit, it's only disqualified if it's a korban yachid, maybe not by a korban tzibur, which is what Rava said. And you want to go and say that the oine by a kohen gadol, maybe it's only by a korban tzibur, and not by a korban yachid. And the same thing is telling me the gabi tumah, that maybe the din of tumah hutra betzibur is only by the kohen gadol, not by a kohen hedjit. So all of these things that we always took for granted, based on your sophisticated analogy and this kal v'chomer, I can undermine each one of them. And Zuki Mora, I can go and ask the kal v'chomer this way, or the kal v'chomer that way, and there's no real bottom line conclusion one way or the other. I don't have any rise from psukim. It's only based on the kal v'chomer. One kal v'chomer tells you that the oinin is mutter, even if it's a kohen hedjit, as long as it's a korban tzibur. And the other kal v'chomer will go and tell you that a kohen hedjit is not allowed to even do anything but tzibur, even if he's tamei, even though it's tzibur, only the kohen gadol. So you can learn this way, you can learn that way. It's chal chadav v'chadav take b'duchtei. Therefore, says Rabbi Bar Eloi, don't learn any of these kal v'chomers, just leave it based on our general assumption of the understanding of the psukim.
Don't extend it with your kavachomer.
Exactly. So what the Torah tells you about oinen kohen gadol is mutter, just assume it's across the board. When the Torah tells you oinen is aser by a kohen hedjet, assume that that's across the board, and therefore not like your limud. And the same thing is tumah. We know tumah hotu betzibur. Assume that this is both kohen gadol and kohen hedjet, and therefore don't try to undermine and learn the kavachomer differently. Just leave everything the way we had presumed until this point. And with this, we concluded. Have a